Today, the Feast of Pentecost, the last moment of the Easter season and the culmination of the Easter mystery, we also have the opportunity to celebrate the 20 young men and women of St. Matthew's School who have completed their elementary education and are graduating this morning. But before I acknowledge them, there are some persons who are very important who need to be acknowledged. Number one, the parents of these young people. What you and I know, and we know very well, is that a student's success is in many ways conditioned by the support, the encouragement, and the opportunity that that student's home provides. And so it would be foolish to congratulate these young people without first acknowledging gratitude and congratulations to the moms and the dads. Would you please stand, parents? A school is a partnership. It's a partnership between educators and families. It's a partnership between teachers and parents. It's a partnership around the building up of and the untying of the gifts that are present in young people and in students. Our teachers and our administrators do that well, and they do that with a great deal of pride. And they see in these young people the success of their work. And I would ask that the staff of St. Matthew's School please stand. There are hundreds and hundreds of men and women who each year make a gift. Make a gift to the support of the educational programs of this parish. Those gifts are made from the Archdiocese. They're made through the Catholic Community Foundation. They're made through alums and friends. They're made through Sister Parish. They're made through a variety of gifts and a variety of commitments around education. And what we celebrate today would be impossible, without that commitment and those gifts that come to us many ways from the outside. But mostly the gifts that arise out of the members of this congregation, the gifts and the support and the encouragement that arise outside, out of St. Matthew's community. We need to take pride in these young people because it's there that we make our investment. So I'd invite you to give yourselves a hand. And lastly, to you. You've never looked so good as you do this morning. This morning we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the feast by which God touches the lives of human beings, the feast by which God pours within human beings the gift of God's Spirit. Those human beings were ordinary, everyday, garden variety people. Some of them were older people and some were very young. Men and women both. People who had been long-time resident in Jerusalem and people who were newcomers. Those people gathered and they gathered together and they shared with each other their story, their dreams and their hopes. They spoke with each other about what they believed and what they were convinced life was about. And in the midst of those conversations that lasted days, in the midst of those conversations, the Spirit of God came upon them and filled them with a wisdom and an understanding and a right judgment and a knowledge that they could never, ever have imagined. And then that Spirit urged them to go out into the city and to use the gifts that they received for the benefit of others. And that's exactly what they did. They went out into the city, a very diverse place. People of all cultures and languages and traditions were gathered. And what they did was, by the words they spoke and the deeds they performed, they announced to those people the goodness and the graciousness of God. Now we're told in the story in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles that all those people heard these witnesses speak in their own language. They said, "Are these not all Galileans? And yet here we are from all over the known world, and everyone hears their words in their own language." It didn't say that those Galileans spoke in all those languages. They spoke in their own language. They were ordinary people. But they were heard. They were heard by a diverse community. And that's what the Spirit calls you and me and everyone else to do. That in proclaiming the goodness of God, what we also proclaim is the unity of people. You see, what the Holy Spirit does is the Holy Spirit tears down walls, removes barriers, invites people to recognize that they are sisters and brothers of each other, invites people to see what binds them together more than what keeps them apart. See, if we fasten on our differences, those differences loom very large. If we fasten on what is common, then those differences all of a sudden become small. And differences there remain. But it is much easier to work out those differences when we've seen first the large picture. That's what your life is going to be about. It's going to be about facing lots of differences, lots of diversity, a world that is rapidly changing, where you're going to become comfortable not only in your own culture, but in many other cultures. It's the only way in which you will be able to live. And you will need that reconciling Spirit of God in order to open your hearts and open your minds and open your souls to see the commonness, the unity, that exists within the human family, and to see in the difference and perhaps the antagonism or the argument something very small in comparison to the unity. That's the work of the Spirit. And every single time you and I gather at the altar of the Lord, that Spirit is poured forth again in each of our lives. And we're given that Spirit to testify by word and deed to the wonderful love with which God has loved you and has loved all persons and called us all as sons and daughters, sisters and brothers of the Lord. So it's with that faith and with that confidence and accepting that challenge that we turn to the Lord God and we pray. Please stand.